He was one of the most recognized men on earth, surrounded daily by crowds and the weight of the church. Yet Pope John Paul II often slipped quietly away from the Vatican, disappearing into the silence of the mountains and the woods, because there in nature he felt close to God. Before he was Pope, Kerol Wojtyła was a mountaineer, a skier, a lover of rivers and trails. He once said, "Nature is the first book God wrote." For him, the forests and peaks were not an escape from his mission, but the place where his mission was renewed. He would sneak away with only a few companions, celebrating Mass on makeshift altars of stone, breathing in the fresh air and whispering his prayers to the Creator, drawing strength to carry the burdens of the world. For John Paul II, the silence of nature was not escape, but an encounter with the God who made heaven and earth, the God who renewed him for the mission of shepherding the nations. And perhaps it teaches us too, to step away, to seek God's presence in the beauty and silence of creation.